for evilly had I left thee, and to my own hurt I had wandered away. Yet ever did thy love abide with me, and ever was it strong, nor did aught prevail against it. Though I have looked upon evil and looked upon good, and now thou art dead, surely I will die with thee also. And his soul besought him to depart, but he would not, so great was his love. And the sea came nearer and sought to cover him with its waves. And when he knew that the end was at hand, he kissed with mad lips the cold lips of the mermaid. And the heart that was within him brake, as through the fullness of his love his heart did break. The soul found an entrance and entered in, and was one with him, even as before. And the sea covered the young fisherman with its waves. And in the morning the priest went forth to bless the sea, for it had been troubled, and with him went the monks and the musicians, and the candle-bearers, and the swingers of censers, and a great company. And when the priest reached the shore, he saw the young fisherman lying drowned in the surf, and clasped in his arms was the body of the little mermaid. And he drew back, frowning, and having made the sign of the cross, he cried out aloud and said, I will not bless the sea nor anything that is in it. Accursed be all the sea folk, and accursed be all those who traffic with them. And as for him who for love's sake forsook God, and so lieth here with his leman slain by God's judgment, take up his body and the body of his leman, and bury them in the corner of the field of the fullers, and set no mark above them, no sign of any kind, that none may know the place of their resting. For accursed were they in their lives, and accursed they shall be in their deaths also. And the people did as he commanded them, and in the corner of the field of the fullers, where no sweet herbs grew, they dug a deep pit, and laid the dead things within it. And when the third year was over, and on a day that was a holy day, the priest went up to the chapel, that he might show the people the wounds of the Lord, and speak to them about the wrath of God. And when he had robed himself with his robes, and entered in and bowed himself before the altar, he saw that the altar was covered with strange flowers that had never been seen before. Strange were they to look at, and of curious beauty. And their beauty troubled him, and their odour was sweet in his nostrils, and he felt glad, and understood not why he felt glad. And after that he had opened the tabernacle and incensed the monstrance that was in it, and shown the fair wafer to the people, and hid it again behind the veil of veils, he began to speak to the people.